All right.
All of that coming up for you right here. Melissa and James taking you through your Friday, New Year's Eve edition of the morning show here at WFHR.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette. Officials say Russia has launched almost 160 missiles and drones against Ukrainian targets, the biggest air assault of the war. The BBC's James Waterhouse.
This morning, there were three very loud, very powerful explosions. We, like so many others across the country, headed to the shelter below. This is a coordinated attack by Russia. There is no doubt about that.
At least 24 people were killed. The military did intercept more than 100 of the missiles and drones. Security will be particularly tight at New Year's Eve celebrations across the nation on Sunday. CBS News correspondent Tom Hansen from Times Square.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams called keeping revelers safe during this time a Herculean task.
Everyone look for events like this if they want to do bad things, and the police department is on top of it.
A recent law enforcement bulletin obtained by CBS News warns of a likely heightened threat of violence through the holidays, including at large gatherings like New Year's Eve celebrations, and particularly by lone actors.
Surf's up in California, but in a dangerous way. The Weather Channel meteorologist Jim Contori says there's more to come.
Big, big wave action as this parade of storms is just going to continue to come into the west. The biggest storm for the weekend is going to be coming into California.
The massive waves are a big draw for some, CBS's Carter Evans explains.
Lifeguards kept inexperienced swimmers out of the water, but many expert surfers took advantage of the rare opportunity to ride waves as high as a two-story building.
Maine's Secretary of State ruled former President Donald Trump is ineligible to appear on the state's 2024 primary ballot because he violated the 14th Amendment by playing a part in the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. Correspondent Scott McFarlane.
Trump's campaign promised an appeal and blasted Maine's Secretary of State, a Democrat, for her decision. It adds to the growing legal challenges nationwide to Trump's candidacy, citing the 14th Amendment. And this could all be on a fast track for the U.S. Supreme Court.
What are your New Year's resolutions? Same as last year? In that case, you're not alone, as CBS's Bradley Blackburn reports.
Plenty are already planning for what happens January 1st.
I just want to, like, focus on myself and work out more.
I hope to get back to lose a little weight.
As always.
A new survey from Forbes Health finds, no surprise, the top resolution for 2024 is improving physical fitness. Number two, improving finances. And number three is improving mental health.
U.S. stock futures are down. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Abortions are back on again at Planned Parenthood's clinic in Sheboygan after being suspended out of concern over state law. Sheboygan County's district attorney says he won't press charges, but he is appealing a judge's ruling that Wisconsin law bans feticide and not consensual abortions. The flu, RSV, and COVID-19 are still running high in Wisconsin. Dr. Tom Haupt is Wisconsin's chief epidemiologist.
There's no indication that there's any kind of plateau going on, that we are leveling out. Everything is still on a pretty steep increase over the past few weeks.
Two children under the age of five died from RSV in Wisconsin last week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. January is Radon Action Month, and the Wood County Health Department would like to help. Radon is an odorless, invisible, radioactive gas that's naturally released from rocks, soil, and water. It can leak into homes and buildings through visible and non-visible cracks in the foundation. Radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer in the U.S. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services states about 1 out of 10 homes in Wisconsin have high radon levels. You can pick up a radon test kit for $5 at the Wisconsin Rapids Health Department office or the Marshfield City Hall. A Stevens Point restaurant has joined others in the state who now have robots delivering food to tables. News 7 reports Fa Ever 21 has two robot servers who help human servers when tables are full or to be sure the food can come out all at once for bigger tables. Kids and adults alike are delighted with the robot servers, who can even sing happy birthday. Their names are Yoyogi and Tetsy Bear. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
A few lingering clouds this morning, and then it will become mostly sunny by later this afternoon. We'll get to around 39 for a high today. The wind, northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, it'll be clear, low of 23. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 37. Could see a few light snow showers tomorrow night into Sunday morning. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. We hope you're feeling good. We're here to have some fun this hour, get you ready for the New Year's weekend. Melissa and James here. We're going to get into some random New Year's Eve facts. We got that coming up. Got some tips on how to keep that New Year's resolution intact. That is on the way for you as well. And I want to get into this, a little bit of entertainment news right now. We'll touch on our schedule coming up for New Year's Day. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to all of that. For right now, let's dive into some entertainment, Melissa. Get right into it. The 2023 Entertainers of the Year were announced by Entertainment Weekly.
Okay.
They released their list of Entertainers of the Year. Here they are, in no particular order. Barbenheimer. The fans treated themselves to a double feature of Barbie and Oppenheimer since they were in theaters at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be on the lookout for much more of this from Hollywood as we go forward.
Trying to, pair up movies and see if they can knock it out the park again. Good luck.
Exactly what I was thinking, Melissa. This is not one of those things that you can make happen. It has to be organic.
Mm-hmm. Because people are going to push back against it. Oh, you want us to go to both movies?
Yep.
We're going to split it up between weekends.
It isn't just the American audience. The public audience for entertainment is our teenagers. Like you tell them to do something, they're going to do the opposite. Mm-hmm. it's just the way this has always worked, and I don't understand these studios that don't get that. They grew up in the same seeing the same stuff and seeing the entertainment. They have the data. They have the same numbers we do. I don't know why they continue to try to parody everything.
We're all a little punk when it comes to our entertainment.
Darn right. Kelsey Bellinari is also on the list for Entertainer of the Year. Deservingly so. So is Beyonce. Mm-hmm. Sasha Colby, she won season 15 of RuPaul's Drag Race. Okay.
All right.
The cast of Jury Duty. Okay.
I have not seen that.
No, me neither, yeah. Also the cast of The Bear.
Neither has Kevin.
Kevin does, certainly. I thought Kevin had seen. Okay, all right, that's cool.
Nope.
I was really looking forward to next year, Kevin being our TV correspondent. But
he's not, unless there are bugs involved, like making noise.
Okay.
He has zero interest in the screen. So make a show that's all about bugs, and he'll be there for that.
Be on the lookout, everybody, in 2024, our new segment, Kevin Talks Bugs. we realize here at WFHR that there is an audience we have not reached out there. That is pets. We haven't. We need to do radio for pets. So we're going to be having more segments.
However, it sounds like radio for pets, or cats at least, is going to be horror show for everybody else.
I apologize, everybody. I'm getting an email from our owner, Sage. That has been canceled. That show was canceled immediately.
Idea was halfway out your mouth, and it already was canceled.
Yeah. Sage was already typing the email. Like, what are you doing?
Nope.
Pedro Pascal, also on the list of Entertainers of the Year, and very deservingly so.
Mm.
Most actors will kill to have one hit TV show in a not just a given calendar year, in a couple of years or in their career even. Pedro had two in 1 year. The lead actor in The Mandalorian, of course, and the co-lead in The Last of Us, the HBO TV show, which he knocked it out the park in both. He's just such a dang good actor.
Yeah, and he's not your traditional, like, handsome Hollywood guy.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen the meme floating around where they are pairing up the faces of Hollywood actors over the ages.
Yeah.
And how similar they look to each other.
Yeah, it's
a little disturbing.
It's very similar to when you look at all of our presidents in a row. Mm-hmm. It has a very similar vibe and feel to it. You know, it's
apparently Hollywood has a type.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. Do you have a jaw?
They had a dating profile.
You want to know one of the main things you have to have? A jaw. Like, if you have a big jaw, like you have a Robert Pattinson type jaw, you're going to do okay in Hollywood. but you bring up a point that I've talked with other actors about for my whole life, and the idea that, well, you have to look a certain way if you want to make it in the industry. Growing up, I thought I had to look like Johnny Depp. I thought I had to look like Brad Pitt. Long, straight hair, you know, perfect nose, pale skin, a lot of these things. Dark eyes, blue eyes, what have you. Guys like Adrian Brody and Pedro Pascal and a lot of these actors that we've seen win awards and have great careers since, they're handsome. I'm not getting around that or anything, but they're not, as you said, they're traditional handsome.
They're not the Hollywood type.
People like myself, which there are thousands and thousands of, look up to those people, look up to those things and say, okay, I can make it too. If they can do it, I can do it.
Well, and that should give... we like representation. We like seeing people who look like us. I'm speaking for me personally. I do. I don't want everybody on my entertainment screen to be... look like they haven't eaten in a month and, you know, have a particular style.
When I was little, my favorite show in the world was Welcome Back, Kotter. I loved that show. It was a fun, silly show. It wasn't the greatest TV show of all time or anything like that, but it was literally, outside of maybe Good Times, the only show where I saw people that were like me. That mm-hmm. looked like me, that looked like my friends, looked like my family. That goes back to the dawn of entertainment, to vaudeville, of people wanting to see representation. We just are finally now starting to kind of get around to it. And we're only getting around to it. Keep this in mind, too. We're only getting around to it because of, one, public pressure, and two, money. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. If that's what it takes, fine. Fine. I'm just glad we're here. I'm just glad that we're at this stage.
We're getting there, yeah.
Getting there is a much better way to put it, yes. That's a much better way to put it. Because there's still, while there is, we're seeing a little more representation on screen, there is still a lot that needs to be done as far as in the writer's room, behind the director's chair, the editing room, equal pay. There's a lot of work that needs to be done on that front. Mm-hmm. And wrapping up Entertainment Weekly's Entertainers of the Year, who else? Taylor Swift.
Of course.
I love the idea of them trying to do this list and not including Taylor Swift.
And not including her.
Good luck.
I think
good
fans would speak up.
You, whether you are a fan or not, whether you like Taylor or not, whether you know her music or not, you know who Taylor Swift is.
Mm-hmm. You've heard the name.
Yep. And I mean, that is right there, kind of in a nutshell, tells you why she is, I think, to me, the entertainer of 2023. I think her and Beyonce are pretty neck and neck. Taylor with the run that she has had at the end of the year here. And being honest, her relationship with Travis Kelce has opened her up to an even bigger market.
Right.
There was a section of society that wasn't a huge Taylor Swift fan or knew much about her. She's even taking care of that now. And I want to say something, too, about this, the Kelce-Swift thing. This is probably the only time I'll ever talk about it, unless it comes up in conversation, you or Seth bring it up or something like that, or one of our listeners does. I believe that's a genuine relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I really think it is. I think that that's a genuine... I don't see either one of them in a position where, you know what? I'm Taylor Swift, and I need to be bigger.
Let's pair up with together, and we can be just huge.
I mean, there's a lot of far-fetched things that have happened in society, and I'm not saying it would shock me if it comes out months from now that this was planned by their agents or something like that. I'm not going to be shocked by it. But I genuinely do think that this is something that these are two people that are actually trying to have a relationship. Outside of that, I have no idea. None of us do, and it really ain't our business.
No.
But I do think that that part of it is gotten overblown. The idea that they're doing that, like Travis's people reached out to her and he wanted to become a bigger name, or vice versa, or any of this.
I mean, I guess if you're into conspiracy theories, sure.
Yeah.
Whatever makes your brain happy.
Right.
I think that's pretty far fetched.
It really feels like science fiction to me. It really does. And again, it's not like
a lot of effort to.
Yeah.
I don't. Who doesn't want to have a meaningful relationship?
We've had plenty of times in society where we've seen the couple that is paired up by their agents. So it's not that we haven't seen this, and I understand the skepticism from people and everything. But for one, I don't know why people care so much. And two, I really have a hard time believing that. I just don't see the win for either side. Travis Kelce is a big name, and he's not one of these people that's ever tried to get too much bigger. He kind of stays big in his audience. Him and his brother have one of the most successful, if not the most successful, sports podcast out there. That was already in place before Taylor.
Right.
He was already going into the Hall of Fame as one of the greatest, if not the best, tight end of all time. He had these things in place. He was already doing commercials of Patrick Mahomes and all this. And Taylor's Taylor. Like, it's not like, you know,
she didn't need anybody's help to make her bigger.
Taylor's sitting there with her people and everything, and she's like, you know what, guys, we had a really good 2023, but there's an audience we haven't hit. Football players. We haven't hit the football market. We got to do that if we really want to truly be
single?
Big. Yeah.
Who's single right now in the NFL? Show me the lineup.
Okay, so give me a list of every single football player. Yeah.
And their pictures. But yeah. I need, you know, front and back. Because that's the best part about football players.
Oh, you broke me. You broke me, Melissa. I got nothing.
And I only say that because I have many aunts in my life, or former sister-in-laws, who that's the only reason they watched football, for all those cute butts.
One of my earliest memories is sitting around. I first moved up to Wisconsin Rapids here. I'm sitting here with my buddy Chris and Craig, and we're watching the baseball All-Star game. And I'm waiting for my favorite player, Ricky Henderson, to come up to bat. Ricky Henderson comes up there. My mom walks in the room, looks at all of us, looks at Ricky Henderson. And man, he's got a cute butt. And it walks out of the room. I've never been more embarrassed in my life, arguably.
All of you turned beet red.
Yes. And I've never looked at Ricky Henderson the same.
Sad.
Looking at what's new in theaters. This is actually a little sad to me. This used to be such a big time of year for big releases. Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. This was a big time for movie releases. And that just isn't the case anymore, to the point where the only thing being released is something and mid-release. There's not even something being nationally released. There is some big movies still out there. Wonka is still in theaters. Also, Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom. Anyone But You, all those are still out there. American Fiction is in limited release, along with The Iron Claw, both of those in limited. But I do believe nationally Migration is still out there, the animated movie. And The Color Purple, the musical starring Idol winner Fantasia Barrow, her, Sierra, Taraji P. Henson, and many, many others.
Okay.
The Boys in the Boat is also out there, too, directed by George Clooney, starring Joel Egerton. So nothing new in theaters, but maybe if you haven't gotten a chance to see any of those, I know there is a lot of award season is right around the corner. And I've gotten my votes in for the SAG and the Oscar nominees. And I have to tell you, I'm not alone in this. The Color Purple is out there. It is going to win some stuff, at least be nominated for some stuff for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It looks pretty.
Probably. Yeah. Pretty expected, I would say.
I don't know if it'll be next week, maybe sometime before February when we really hit award season. I'm going to go over some of the behind the scenes of that and the, a little bit of the politics involved in the voting, and we'll see if I have a vote afterwards. We'll see. But I find it interesting, and I think the audience does too, and I do think that one of the ways to build the bridges back between after these strikes, not just with studios and actors and writers, but with actors and writers and studios and audiences, is being more transparent.
Yeah.
Tell me if there is one consistent theme, whether we're talking about that or politics or what you and I do every day, Melissa, if there is one consistent theme, it is transparency. It is being able to look behind the curtain. That people want that more than they've ever wanted it before, and it's the way that you keep people engaged and you show them that, hey, you are a part of this. We could just sit there and say you guys are a part of the show and never take phone calls, never interact with you at all. That's not what we're about here, and I don't think that's where not only radio but most mediums are going.
Mm-hmm.
Got to interact. We'll come back. We want you to interact with us. 424-2600. Looking forward to you guys calling up and joining the conversation. We'll come back, and we're going to get into some random facts about New Year's Eve. And a little bit later, talk about ways to keep that New Year's resolution.
All right.
Melissa and James, taking you through your morning right here at WFHR.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Make this New Year's Eve about toasting to new beginnings, not worrying about dinner preparations. Let Quality Foods do the cooking with complete New Year's prime rib dinners. Just heat and serve. Imagine welcoming the new year with open arms and a table full of delights. Quality Foods will craft a festive feast, each bite filled with the warmth of the season, so you can focus on what truly matters. Order your hassle-free New Year's prime rib dinner now from Quality Foods locations in Wisconsin Rapids. More details at QualityFoodsWisRapids.com.
A few lingering clouds this morning, and then it will become mostly sunny by later this afternoon. We'll get to around 39 for a high today. The wind, northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, it'll be clear, low of 23. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 37. Could see a few light snow showers tomorrow night into Sunday morning. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. We hope you're having a great start to your Friday out there. Thanks so much for joining us, everyone. Little Paula Cole playing us in. Did I get the right Paula Cole? Yeah, I think so, yeah. My mom loved that song, so I'm trying to remember if I got that right. And the only reason she liked that song was because she says John Wayne in it. It's the only reason.
So, oh.
I'm sure of it. I'm positive of it. Got some random facts to wrap up the year, a year-end review, and some New Year's Eve random facts I want to dive into. Let's have some fun with this, Melissa.
All right.
3% of people think retailers should keep their holiday displays up year-round.
Ooh.
21%
of people?
3%. 21% of people think 4 weeks is plenty.
I agree.
Yeah, I gotta agree with that one. Yep. I'm not a bah humbug anymore, but I do have to say that I do think that there is a limit to that. I do think year-round, I don't want to be talking Christmas in June. They think that's a little early for that.
And come on, we have the internet now. You can buy seasonal or Christmas stuff or whatever holiday you're into year-round on the internet.
Mm-hmm. 36% of, 36% more Americans are planning to make finance-related New Year's resolutions for 2024 compared to last year. Overall, about half of us will make a New Year's resolution involving money.
Okay.
And maybe this is why most people won't give up anything significant as New Year's resolution. People want an average of $177,000 to give up their top vice for 1 year.
$177,000.
Yep. If somebody came to me, and I'm just throwing, I don't know, I don't think it's my top vice, but let's say that somebody said, James, you got to give up The Simpsons for a year. What's it going to take? I would say $177,000. I can be bought cheaper, by the way. I'll just admit that. I'll just admit that right out front. 55.
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. I'm not asking what your vices might be, Melissa, but is there a number that you could be offered that you would like, okay, I'll give it up? Don't even have
probably.
To give me the number, but yeah, they're okay.
Probably.
I
mean, if you tell me that you're going to pay me to not do something for a year, and if it's that significant of an amount of money, you know, like more money than I make in 5 or 6 years. Probably.
There is a section of people out there that believe that everybody has a price. That you could say, well, I would never do this. But as soon as you hear that price, you're like, well, you know, that kind of thing.
It's got to be that money free and clear. Not like, okay, well, you get this $177,000, but then you got to pay, you know, this percentage of it in taxes. And then you got to do this and you got to do that. And pretty soon you're left with what, $10?
Yeah, yeah. I want the money. I don't just want the money. I want it tax-free. And I may even want this to be in a stipend where I'm getting money every month or every year, or like an allowance. Something like that. Give me this one-time dump of money. No, don't do that. Don't do that. That's not going to end well for anybody. It's going to end up buying a house that looks exactly like the Simpsons house or something like that.
Oh,
going to be broke.
So instead of getting to watch the Simpsons all year, he's just going to reenact every episode, guys. That is what will happen.
Stay tuned for my one-man show of the Simpsons where I do every single voice of horribly. 55% of Americans believe that the concept of New Year's resolutions is outdated, and about 70% would be interested in taking a different approach to New Year's resolutions, like making more incremental lifestyle changes.
It's actually a healthier way to do it, honestly. You're more likely to stick with it.
And that's going to lead us into how to keep your New Year's resolutions and that. But I want to dive into a little more of that, Melissa, because I want to not just talk about how to help people with their New Year's resolutions, but I want to get into why we take them and is this something that needs to be updated? Is there a different way of doing this? I don't think that it's going away necessarily, but everything kind of evolves in life. You know, we were talking earlier about that we dropped this time ball, and that evolved into the New Year's Eve ball and that. We have plenty of traditions that we used to do. God, have you ever looked at old kids, like 1920s Halloween costumes? They evolved, thankfully. Some of the scariest stuff you'll ever see. I think that it's pretty interesting to approach the idea of, okay, let's update this. Let's do something new. Let's put a new spin on it.
Because every time you're not going to get away from, oh, it's a new year. Let's start fresh. Let's make some changes. That's always going to be in place. But yeah, discovering how we can change it is a good idea.
We'll get into that a little more after our state and local news coming up. For right now, let's take a look at some more New Year's Eve random facts. The earliest recorded festivities in honor of a New Year's arrival date back some 4,000 years to ancient Babylon.
Whoa.
That's yeah.
A long time.
Yeah, that was a crazy night, too. It's crazy.
Did you see that guy on the stone couch? I don't know how he sat there so long.
I don't know. I knew he was going to pass out right away, too. I knew. I was like, he ain't making it to midnight. He's going to end up on that.
He never fell over. He just kept sitting there.
The whole time. Auld Lang Syne. Auld Lang Syne. Thank you. I always say it wrong the first time. Auld Lang Syne is a Scottish folk song made famous in America by Canadian band leader Guy Lombardo in the late 1920s.
Wow.
I would think that tradition is longer or older than that, but we've only really been singing that song, and it's only been a part of New Year's since the 20s.
Here in America.
Right. Champagne production skyrocketed from 300,000 to 20 million bottles per year between 1800 and 1850.
Wow.
That's when the world started ordering more for ship christenings and New Year's celebrations.
Oh, yeah. Smacking it against a boat.
Yeah.
I dub thee Das Boot.
I'm sorry. One of the funniest things to me is when you see like a really, really rich person go to try to do that and just bonks off. Yeah, just bonks off it. But I saw one, I kid you not, I bet it's still online, you can find it. There was one where this guy, he's being all cocky about it and everything, and he whips the bottle against it and it doesn't break the first time. So he tries it again and the bottle hits him in the head. It flings back and hits him in the head. It never breaks. Yeah. It still doesn't break.
Poor guy. Hope he was already a bottle in, because that probably hurt really bad.
Kissing someone at midnight is said to come from the idea that doing so will prevent loneliness during the coming year and ward off evil spirits. We kind of touched on that a little earlier.
I like the other reasons for it.
I did too. Yeah. Ancient Romans are credited with the kissing tradition because of their Saturnale festival. It was a celebration honoring Saturn, the god of time.
God of time.
Good old Saturn. The island nation of Kiribati in the Central Pacific is the first location to ring in the new year each year.
Ah, yes, because of their location.
Yeah, get ahead of it before anybody. American, they can tell us what 2024 is like. They can tell us a little bit, give us a heads up on it. Mm-hmm. American Samoa is the second to last place to celebrate the new year behind Baker and Howland Islands, which are both uninhabited and places that Kevin has always wanted to visit.
No, we're not going there, Kevin. I told you that before.
All right. Well, I'll go with you, Kev. I'll go with you. Me and Kev, we and Kev go on a road trip. The most common resolution people make is
weight loss.
Okay, that's a good one. I was going to say smoking, but that's old. I want to change my answer because that maybe like 20 years ago that was it. I would say exercise more. How about you out there? 715-424-2600. Go ahead and give us your answer. We'll come back to that in a minute. We'll give it a minute here to let people call in if they want to. Each year, it is estimated that 80% of New Year's resolutions are abandoned by February. 80%.
But hey, you stuck with it for a month. I'd say that's pretty good.
Got to take the wins where you can get them.
Yep.
It's all perspective. It is all perspective. Politicians shouldn't be the only ones to be able to spin everything. You can spin stuff too. Celebrating the first baby of the new year has been a symbol of the holiday since around 600 BC.
Whoa.
It started in ancient Greece.
How did they know?
Yeah, that's I have that question almost every time we do one of these things, Melissa. I'm so with you on that. It started in ancient Greece when an infant was paraded around in a basket in celebration of Dionysus, the god of fertility. Mm-hmm. The baby represents rebirth.
Yeah, that's cool. I suppose it was just a convenient birth nearby. Like, well, this is probably the first one. We don't actually know because there's no social media right now, but we'll pick this one.
It's pretty interesting. The idea of a ball dropping to signal the passage of time dates back to 1833. We kind of got into that and the history of that. That was pretty fun.
Yeah, and I believe the New York tradition started in 1910.
Yeah. I got that coming up here. That's pretty cool. In 1920, a 400-pound ball made of wrought iron replaced the original. In 1955, that was replaced by an aluminum ball that weighed just 150 pounds. It stayed the same until the 1980s when red light bulbs and the addition of a green stem turned the ball into an apple for the I Love New York marketing campaign. After 7 years, the tradition of glowing white ball returned.
It's fun to look up all the different balls that they've used over the years and the history of that. I find that fascinating.
I have to say that I've always wanted to visit New York. It's one of those places I just haven't had a chance to go to. I would like to go to New York on New Year's Eve. I do think that would be fun. It looks insane, I understand.
And it looks insane, yeah.
It does. But there's something about it, I don't know, that just I'd like to be able to do it once.
Yeah, I don't know. I was listening to Jane Matinere yesterday, and she was saying, wouldn't want to be stuck there for 5 hours. You would be stuck.
Oh, yeah. That's a great point.
That sounds like, I don't know, not a comfortable good time for me.
Shout out to Jane and our friends at As Goes Wisconsin. They'll be on in just about a half an hour right after us. Mm-hmm. Quick look at food before we go to our news break. There are so many food traditions that people eat on New Year's Day. Eating black-eyed peas is a Southern tradition said to bring economic prosperity in the coming year.
Yeah.
In Spain, the tradition is to eat 12 grapes to bring you good luck. Eat one for each month. Oh, we talked about that yesterday.
Yeah, we did. Watch out for the bad one.
Lobster and chicken are both considered bad luck foods, according to superstition.
Really?
It is because That is very funny. It is because of a lobster's ability to move backward and a chicken's ability to scratch itself backward. and I kind of think thinking that is backward.
Well, how many places have lobster specials on New Year's Eve?
Right.
Like, that's the biggest thing, at least that I've seen in restaurants on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Surf and turf.
I don't know about that one. I don't know. That's an interesting one. I wonder if that one's still something that people consider. I don't know. We will go ahead and take a break, but we'd love to hear some more from you. If you've got some fun facts, or certainly want to hear from all of you about your New Year's traditions. What do you guys do for New Year's? How do you celebrate the New Year? We'd love to hear from you and hear about what you how you do it.
Yeah, if you have any superstitions on New Year's.
Yeah, love to hear them. We will take a break, get to our state and local news. When we come back, we're going to help you make that resolution stick.
Mm, Yes.
Coming up after the news here, it's Melissa and James taking you through your morning at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Universities of Wisconsin Board of Regents meets again today to discuss what the agenda calls ongoing personnel and legal matters. The board fired former UW lacrosse chancellor Joe Gao this week after appearing in pornographic videos that surfaced online. The board may revoke Gao's tenured professorship. Smart toys are popular holiday gifts, but they may be recording conversations or collecting personal information or tracking where you are.
They have microphones or cameras, or they connect to an app, or they're Wi-Fi enabled or Bluetooth. They have geolocators, which is a whole thing. So parents really need to ask a lot of questions when it comes to these smart toys.
Teresa Murray is with the U.S. Public Interest Research Group. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. In the village of Weston, a man is dead and a woman is in the hospital after a domestic abuse situation on Wednesday night. News 7 reports police responded to the domestic incident a little after 11 on Wednesday night and found the man with a bladed weapon assaulting a woman. Police tried less lethal options but ended up having to shoot the man. Life-saving measures were unsuccessful. The woman had life-threatening injuries and was taken to the local hospital. No names have been released and the incident is under investigation. GasBuddy announced their annual fuel price outlook for 2024, and they say drivers can expect lower gasoline and diesel prices in the year to come. After 2 years of above-average gas prices, GasBuddy analysts predict the yearly national average will drop 13 cents to $3.38 per gallon in 2024. This means the average household can expect to save around $50 on gas next year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or from a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right. But right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff, so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at ReputationDefender.com or call 800-803-5505 to speak to an expert. That's 800-803-5505.
Make this New Year's Eve about toasting to new beginnings, not worrying about dinner preparations. Let Quality Foods do the cooking with complete New Year's prime rib dinners. Just heat and serve. Imagine welcoming the new year with open arms and a table full of delights. Quality Foods will craft a festive feast, each bite filled with the warmth of the season, so you can focus on what truly matters. Order your hassle-free New Year's prime rib dinner now from Quality Foods locations in Wisconsin Rapids. More details at QualityFoodsWisRapids.com.
The more than 27,000 Union Carpenters who call the North Central States home wish you a healthy, happy, and safe holiday season. Unions built the middle class, and Union Carpenters work hard every day to build our communities while they build good careers that provide for their families. This season, we hope you get to enjoy time with friends and family. Happy Holidays from Executive Secretary Treasurer Pat Nelson and the staff of the North Central States Regional Council of Carpenters.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts,
the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Toasting to the new year? This celebration has been going on around the world for thousands of years. Many revelers include resolutions for the year ahead. It's an opportunity for renewal and to set some goals, whether you focus on health, work, or relationships. Intentions to improve your life is the best possible thing to do for 2024. I'm Terry Barr, and from all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
A few lingering clouds this morning, and then it will become mostly sunny by later this afternoon. We'll get to around 39 for a high today. The wind, northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, it'll be clear, low of 23. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 37. Could see a few light snow showers tomorrow night into Sunday morning. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
Doesn't mean much.
Little Sarah McLachlan to play Melissa and I into the segment. Thank you, Sarah. Love her voice. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Let's dive right into New Year's resolutions. Let's rip the Band-Aid off and get right to it. You have not lost your New Year's resolution. You have not failed yet, and there's chances you might not.
That's true.
We're going to try to help you with that. So I have here, and let's keep this in mind, certainly, when we're talking about help or self-help or any of these things, there are literally a billion options out there for you.
Oh, yes.
I've got here two different web pages, UCD Davis, out of UC Davis, and game.com that I'm pulling from for these articles. And they've got, both of them have a list of like 7 tips to keep your New Year's resolution or 8 tips to keep your New Year's resolution and that. So what I thought would be fun is to kind of just go through these back and forth and, you know, put our own kind of list together, if you will, organically.
Okay.
They have number one on the list from our friends at UC Davis. Be picky about your resolution.
Yeah.
We may want to lose weight, eat more vegetables, volunteer more, quit smoking, any of the above. But experts say that that's too many goals to set for a New Year's or could be too vague. Pick one, maybe two things you'd like to focus on and go all in. This sets you up to achieve specific goals instead of feeling like a failure or for hitting none of them.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than like 6 things on your list and getting none of them accomplished.
The number one they have over at game.com, ditch the usual vocab. First of all, stop calling it a resolution. If it's true that only 8% keep theirs, it means that the 92% feel that they failed. So that means the word has likely taken on a negative connotation. And that could also be a reason for some failures instead of choose a more specific word or a more positive one like goal or plan.
Mm-hmm. Or I'm going to make this change.
Yes, yes. Plan your resolution. It's best to plan out your goal. Think through how you want to accomplish your resolution and how long it might take to reach your goal. For example, if your resolution is to stop smoking, research how long it takes an average person to kick the habit and the possible setbacks to expect. Proper planning will help ensure you can see this through to the end.
Mm-hmm. You got to plan out those changes or things you're going to try to accomplish or change or make. If I want to watch all the movies I haven't seen yet, that's a really big goal is possible. Mm-hmm. Maybe I could just set the goal of I'm going to watch this one particular TV show this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Be positive. Don't choose a goal that includes negative words like quit or that kind of thing or stop. You don't use absolutes like never or always. Instead of proclaiming that your resolution is to quit smoking forever, for example, try something like my goal is to find ways to lead a healthier lifestyle that includes eventually eliminating cigarettes.
Okay, words matter.
It took me, because I smoked cigarettes on and off for a good 10, 15 years, somewhere around there. I tried a bunch of different things. Nothing was really working. The two biggest things to help me was one, when I stopped, I didn't tell anybody. Mm-hmm. And two, instead of saying quit, I said stop. And as silly and ridiculous as that sounds, it was like a click in my brain. I was raised that you don't quit anything. My father instilled it in me, so much so to a fault, where even when I'm trying to quit something that's good, that it's good for me to quit, it was stopping me, it was holding me back. Just simply wording it a little bit differently in my brain rewired things, and I never looked back.
Yeah, you got to find what works for you.
That's exactly, I think, the key to all of this, Melissa. You know yourself mm-hmm. better than these people writing these articles, or Melissa and I know you, or anything. So if it's something like that for you, perfect. That's a great fit. That's a great fit. But maybe that doesn't mean anything to you. Maybe, you know, stop, quit. It's just all words. It doesn't matter to you. So you might have to move on and focus on other areas. Mm-hmm. Like being specific. Try not to make your plan too broad or too unrealistic, or you're increasing the chances that you will not be able to meet the challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, saying something like, I'm going to lose weight is pretty broad. Mm-hmm. But if you did something like, I'm going to increase the amount of vegetables I eat in a week, that is more obtainable. And it's going to eventually help you lose weight because you're making a healthy habit.
This is the second most consecutive thing I've seen on all of these lists. While I'm giving you two, I went through about 10 or 12 of them. And mm-hmm. Just these were the two that had the most consistent of things on them, while also having a couple of outliers. And that is one of the most consistent things, being very specific about your goals.
Mm-hmm.
Also, not taking on too much. Start small. Avoid setting an overly high expectation of yourself. If you'd like to lose weight, pick a small but realistic weight loss goal. Maybe that's 10 pounds in 2 months. Once you reach that goal, you can think about losing another, more if you want to.
Reflect and reevaluate.
Mm-hmm. Take baby steps. Break a large goal down into smaller steps that are easier to meet. Don't just say, I want to save money. Outline how you want to save money, formulate a solid plan, like investigating ways to cut household bills first and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. And maybe give yourself a goal of what you're saving that money for.
Mm, yes. This next one, it gets a little bit divisive, we'll say, because many websites will tell you one thing and many will tell you the other. But this one says, tell your friends and family. Repeat your goals aloud in front of others, and you're more likely to stick to them because you feel accountable. Surround yourself with people who will encourage you and ask, how's it going? How's the plan happening? And encourage you to finish it through, rather than disheartening comments like, what? How could you have eaten that candy bar? Or what's wrong with you? Or why haven't you done this already? Or any of these things.
Surround yourself with positivity.
This is the number one thing I saw on pretty much every single list as far as surrounding yourself with positivity and encouragement. But as far as actually telling people that you were setting the resolution, that seemed to be a different thing.
I think that's each an individual choice.
Yeah. I think it depends on who you're telling too. You know your circle of people. You know, who are the positive ones, who are the ones that are going to be encouraging, and who are the ones that you definitely, you're just going to keep this to yourself for a while.
Yep, agreed.
The third most consistent thing I saw here, Melissa, was rewarding yourself and giving yourself a break. Just kind of tying these two together. You made it to the end of January with your goal met. Great time to celebrate. Choose a little reward to kind of, make yourself happy, or to give yourself that carrot at the end that you're dangling there to reward yourself.
That's not a whole package of Oreos.
Games. Yes. Apparently not. Darn it. give yourself a break. Exercising self-restraint is hard work. If you get stressed out while you're trying to stick to your goal, find something to take your mind off of it. While you're trying to lose weight, for example, give yourself permission to walk away from the coworker offering up chocolate cake or cookies or something like that. Give yourself some grace.
Yeah, and if you miss a day of exercise, when that's your goal, give yourself grace for that. It's okay. Say, all right, this was my day off. I'm going to hit it hard tomorrow.
You can do both. You can mm-hmm. be hard on yourself, hold yourself accountable while also not being too hard on yourself.
Yeah, because we often talk about how the fact that we are our own worst critics, and we beat ourselves up needlessly sometimes over certain things. And it's important to, I often remind people, talk to your own self, like your own brain, like you would talk to your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
You would never beat your best friend up that way for not doing the thing or not following through with their goal. You wouldn't do it.
Yeah. Well said. It's one of those phrases that stays with me, and I try to pull it out anytime I need it, which is almost every day.
Well, you know what? Our brains, they really got it out for us.
Yeah.
They kind of sabotage things. So it's a necessary thing to do.
It's important to remember who's in charge, you know? We are in charge.
And it's not our brains.
Yes. We take a break.
Which is a little weird to say.
It is very weird to say, but that's us. That's us. We will take a break. We'll come back, wrap up the show. We've got good stories of the day lined up for you, and we're going to talk about our schedule here at WFHR for January 1st and plenty more. It's Melissa and James taking you through your morning right here at WFHR.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. The holiday season should remind us that faith and family are the most important things in life, and we hope that you succeed in coming together this holiday season with those you love and in the process creating some generational memories. Holidays have this magical power to magnify small things to ever greater memories over time. What a return on investment. Happy holidays.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Madison area attorneys. 1110 Fourier Drive, Suite 120, Madison, Wisconsin, 53717.
Happy Holidays from WFHR. With this song that we sing, we hope to bring happiness to your heart. And for the new year, we wish for you the best. Merry Christmas to you from WFHR.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead.
It's Friday, and we've got abundant sunshine on tap today, paired with some mild temperatures as highs climb to the low 40s. We'll put the picture-perfect day on repeat for tomorrow, just a touch cooler as highs only climb to the mid-30s. Currently, it's 28.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Last segment of the year.
Oh, yeah.
Let's make it a good one. Let's have some fun. You can call up and join us, 424-2600, 715-424-2600. Hearing Brittany do the weather there just gets me excited about having her join us on next Tuesday.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Side note to the audience, it wasn't able to join us at the beginning of the show. We will be having our weather a little different going into the new year. We do send a big thank you and appreciation to our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. We will have our own Brittany Merlot joining us for our weather updates live and direct on morning show here. Looking forward to that.
Yes, indeed. Brittany's a lot of fun.
No, that ain't right stories today, Melissa. None. We're getting into good stories. Doing good stories today.
Got to do positive.
Like this one right here. This is a fun one. A New Jersey man had the rather unorthodox idea of throwing a party at Walmart self-checkout counter. Perhaps driven by different types of motivation, in the event described on Facebook, which reads, celebrating another successful year of picking, paying, and bagging your own groceries while actual employees are around, hanging out. When he saw that 21,000 people had marked the event as interested, he decided to turn his cynicism into goodwill. Walmart was unwilling to host the event, but the creator, Andrew Delgado, wasn't going to give up easily. Quote, while this started as a joke, it has me thinking, what if I was to organize a big toy drive where we have a Santa Claus and then we all purchase toys from the store, pile them outside, and then donate them to whatever children happen to come to the store, Delgado wrote on his Facebook page.
Cool.
Writing his local Elks Lodge community organization, which agreed to offer their Lacey Township location as a drop-off site, the stage was set to see how many of the 21,000 people, a number which by that point had grown even larger, would show up. Well, the groundswell of support and coverage from local news became so great that Delgado had to reiterate twice on the event discussion section that it was absolutely not going to be held at Walmart, despite the original description. The turnout was stunning, with over 7,000 people participating and trucks of presents, food, pet food, and other donations flooding the Elks Lodge. There's a wonderful video online of this.
Wow, that's incredible.
At least one local store got involved, and the news of the event made it all the way into USA Today.
And Walmart lost out on that.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. Delgado posted regular updates in which he estimated the gifts would make it to over 1,000 families in the Lacey area of New Jersey.
That's incredible.
Well done, sir.
Sometimes a little cynicism goes a long way.
Yeah, right? Yeah. well said. Well said. We got some world good stories I wanted to touch on real quick. Like, an animal shelter in Scotland saved a baby squirrel they found sleeping under a chicken.
But I was warm here. That was nice.
They think it got separated from its mom, crawled under the hen to get warm, and say the chicken didn't seem to mind. They plan to release the squirrel back into the wild, but right now, once it's older. But for now, these two are best friends. One of the biggest, my biggest go-to for a palate cleanser, if I need one, I need to smile, it is things like this. Seeing friendships in the animal kingdom that don't normally exist in nature. I don't know why, but it gets me every time.
I was just recently watching The Adventures of Milo and Otis, and that scene where the baby chick thinks the puppy is its mommy.
So good.
Mommy, chicken mommy. I don't want to be a puppy.
Back in 2018, a police officer in Salt Lake City named David Rommel was tragically killed in the line of duty, leaving his four-month-old son Jackson without a dad. But now Jackson is in the news after he started kindergarten on Monday, and a bunch of, quote, fill-in dads walked him to school.
Aww.
His mom held his hand, and over a dozen police officers walked alongside him. Ooh,
wow.
That one hit me. That's mm-hmm. beautiful. Good on those people. That is pretty beautiful right there. Yeah. Let's get to some local stuff here, Melissa. Like, we do have, of course, some closings going on for the New Year, for New Year's Day. Keep in mind, our Wood County Courthouse is still closed.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be closed on New Year's Day.
They will be closed New Year's Day. Reopen on Tuesday.
The Wisconsin Rapids City Hall will also be closed on the 1st, along with our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Chamber of Commerce.
Yep.
Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau will also be closed, along with our friends at Visit Rome, and the ADRC will be closed January 1st and 2nd.
Okay, good to know.
Keep that in mind. And we'll be closed on the 1st.
We will.
We will not be here, everybody. You will. We will have a day off, but you're not gonna. You are gonna be very well entertained.
There will be fun things to listen to.
At 8 a.m., we'll have a Best of the Kitchens open.
Yes, we will.
Melissa's been hard at work putting that together. Big shout out to you, Mel. Thanks
so
much.
Melissa will be hard at work for putting that together. I'll pull back the curtain there, people.
I appreciate that, Melissa. I really do. This was an idea of Melissa's that we really love and we're embracing, and I think it's a really cool one. But even more so, appreciate the work that you're putting in behind the scenes on that. Thank you for that.
It's lots of fun. I like going back and looking through the old shows and seeing, what's going to go together with another one good. That's fun.
I the next kitchen's open. I have an idea I want to pitch to you. Because I want to get on that show more and more. It's growing in popularity. I want to attach my name to it and ride those coattails of yours.
James, we've already done bacon double cheeseburgers.
Oh, dang. All right. I got to go back to the drawing board. All right. I'll think of something.
I'm sure you'll come up with something amazing.
Join us January 1st, 8 a.m. The kitchen's open. We'll go from 8 to 9. And at 9, we will have Wisconsin Badger football for you in New Year's Day.
Football.
Badgers taking on LSU as part of the Relia Quest Bowl. That'll kick off at 9 a.m. right here at WFHR.
Mm-hmm.
And at 3 o'clock after the game, we'll have that kitchen's open segment for you again.
Right, because the game, who knows when that's exactly going to end.
Right. stick around with us today. Not only do we have As Goes Wisconsin coming up right after our show, but a little bit later from 3 to 4 today, we'll have one more morning midday magazine for you for the year. Promises mm-hmm. Backen will be joining us, Marketing Communications Director with our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce.
Excellent.
And in part two, we're going to talk about the Wayne Wilson benefit happening on New Year's Eve. Melissa Leaders is going to be in with us for that.
Good, good. That's a wonderful benefit to help a family very much in need.
On our sister station, WIRI, at 12:25, in just a little bit, our pregame will kick off for boys basketball, Assumption versus Almond, at the 52nd Annual Century Classic Basketball Tournament being held at UWSP.
Now it's the boys' turn.
At 7 tonight, right here at WFHR, it's a puck night, Wisconsin men's hockey. They're going to be a part of, this is a part of the Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off at Pfizer Forum in Milwaukee. Should be a good one.
Hockey.
Yeah. Tomorrow at 4:40, Wisconsin women's basketball at Purdue. Lady Badgers having a great season. Come along for the ride here at 4:40 on WFHR. And tomorrow on WIRI at 8:10, a little late start to this one. Boys basketball, Assumption versus Pacelli, again part of the 52nd Annual Century Classic.
Right on.
Good stuff all around for you, everybody. Encourage you to check it all out. And again, that Wayne Wilson benefit is going on December 31st from 1 to 11 over at the Brothers Choice Clubhouse at 7561 Bethel Road in Arpen. Keep that in mind. We're going to be talking
Sounds like a good time.
Yeah, and for a great cause. We'll be encouraged to listen to Midday Magazine for more of that. And thank you to the best listeners in radio. Thank you to Civic Media for an amazing year. We appreciate all of the above. And most of all, I appreciate my team here. Pam, Chuck, Ashley, Seth, Melissa. It's been a good and a hard year. And